Hey y'all, I am Yamaya the colorist on most social media platforms. This is my audio journal where I share my personal experiences with y'all with the intent to inspire and encourage, as well as document my journey. It's sort of a way of keeping myself accountable. Today is Monday, April 30th, 2018. Y'all, and it's been a long time since I recorded anything. First, I just want to thank y'all for tuning in and listening. This is therapeutic for me, and I appreciate you guys' attention. I knew I wanted to record something. I wasn't too sure what I should be sharing, but then I said to myself, well, I asked myself, where am I in my journey? What am I feeling? And once I answered those questions, I knew exactly what I wanted or needed to say. These days, well, lately, I've kind of been feeling emotional, unsure of myself, a little afraid, and even heartbroken. So I'm gonna briefly talk about overcoming negative emotions and staying focused on my purpose. Or maybe I should say, not holding on to or identifying with negative emotions. Y'all, for the past month or so, I kind of been in a funk. I've been experiencing difficulty or challenges in a few personal relationships. And because of those difficulties in the relationships, I've allowed myself to get stagnant or slowful about my purpose and execution. And I even found myself doing things that I feel to be counterproductive to my purpose. And so after waddling in these negative emotions for a month or so, or however long enough, I realized that regardless of how I feel, what emotion, whatever, my purpose, those desires that are inside me wanting fulfillment, they're still there regardless of what's going on. I still have work to do. So instead of clinging to the feelings of heartbreak or the emotion of disappointment, I'm now choosing to count my blessings, per se. The past few days, I've been focusing on the things that I am thankful for, no matter how big or small. And the intention of me focusing on the things that I'm thankful for is to activate a feeling of joy and a feeling of gratitude. And because I know that I'm a transmitter, so whatever emotional vibrations I'm giving off, that's what I'm going to attract more of. And in addition to that, what I've realized is that if something is not serving me, like a situation, a person, or whatever, it's best that I let it go. Because love is freedom. Love is not control. And my attachment to a certain outcome has been or was a form of control. And it creates self-inflicted pain. Now, this recent experience of heartbreak and disappointment brought to my remembrance a meme posted by Gary Vee, and it really resonated with me. I saw this a long time ago. The meme went something like, 99% of the stuff around us doesn't matter. And for me, you know, that's true. For the most part, if it does not align with my purpose and it's getting my attention, it is a distraction. And I'm realizing I can't afford to be distracted with negative emotions. I mean, I got shit to do and I have things that I want to accomplish. So I've recently made a commitment to myself to stay focused on my goals and to not cling to or succumb to negative emotions. Yeah, shit's gonna happen. Shit does happen, but it's not about controlling the shits, but more so about how I respond to the shits. Today, I'm choosing to respond to ish from my highest self and doing whatever it takes to recenter and to keep my head in the game. And for myself, that's operating in present moment awareness, daily meditation practices, gratitude lists, journaling, and even spending time in nature. Y'all, that's all I got today. I know it's brief. Again, I am Yamaya, the colorist on most social media platforms. I want to thank you guys a ton for tuning in and your attention to my perspective. I greatly appreciate it. Again, the intention of me sharing this is to inspire you guys and encourage you guys. And again, to document, you know, where I am, hold myself accountable. Until next time, y'all. Love y'all. Yeah, peace out.